This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together are studying the Word of Almighty God. I hope you're enjoying this study. We've just gone through chapter 4, a little hard to teach. All we can do really is just take in and soak in the splendor of what heaven looks like. And all I can do is encourage you to take part of that. Take part in that. Be certain that heaven is your home. And all you have to do to be certain of that is receive Jesus Christ. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you believe in Jesus? Have you received Him as your Lord, as your Savior? Now, there's more to it than that than just saying, yeah, I believe, and going on living your life. You see, believing in Jesus Christ is turning, repenting of sin, giving up your old lifestyle, leaving it behind, turning around. This is what the word repent is, the Greek word. It means it. The Greek word is metanoia. Meta means a change of condition, you know, like your metabolic rate. Meta means to change. Noia is the Greek word for your mind. Put it together, what do you got? It means you change your mind. You're going in the other direction. To use a military term, it's about face, forward, march. You leave it behind. Leave your old sin behind. Repent of your sin. See, Jesus died for your sins. He shed His blood for your sins. God considered His blood perfect because He didn't sin. He was without sin. He was born without a sin nature. God honored the death. This is what the word propitiation means. It means God accepted His death, honored His death, and considered His blood as perfect and holy. You know, because the Bible says that the blood is the life. It's the life force in somebody. And it was in Jesus. And His blood wasn't tainted by sin like yours and mine is. You know, David said in Psalm 51:6, in sin my mother conceived me. Not so with Jesus. He was conceived miraculously by the Holy Spirit. He had no sin. He didn't have a sin nature like we do. God honored His death. The Lord Jesus shed His blood. And God honors His blood, and His blood redeems us and will wash away our sins. All we have to do is receive Him, is call on Him as your Lord and Savior. Turn, repent of your sin. The Bible promises then that He gives us a new nature. As it says in John chapter 3, verse 3, it says, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, when you turn and repent of sin, and when you receive Jesus Christ, you are born again. That word anothen also can mean born from above. And that is when you're born again, the Holy Spirit, as it was in the day of Pentecost, you see, when people heard Peter preaching the gospel and preaching of salvation in Jesus Christ, and when people believed, the Holy Spirit fell on everyone. People were speaking in tongues. They were speaking in another language. People were born again. And the same promise is available for you too by receiving Jesus Christ. That's the message of the book of Revelation here. Is your name in the book? Are you going to be a part of this? We're seeing, and we're seeing here in the world today, we're so close to the return of the Lord. And the one way to tell is the increase in evil out here. Satan knows that his time is short. And he's turned up the heat here, and you can see it by these evil people. We see it now. We see that Muslims are end times players. I'm speaking to all of you out here today, all of you brothers and sisters in Christ. Listen to me when I tell you this. Muslims are end times players, friend, in case you were wondering. We've wondered before what the one world religion is going to be and what's going on. And I'll tell you, Muslims are end times players, and they figure in to what's going on here and everything that you see. They play a prominent part in this. When you read in chapter 24 of Matthew, verses 9 and 10, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations on account of my name. And then it says, and then many will fall away. Or it says in the King James, in the New King James, many will be offended. You see, God says, yet once more I'll shake not only the heaven, but the earth too, so that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. And that it should be your faith. How is your faith today? Do you have faith? Is your name written in the book of life? You know, if some crazy Muslim kills you and you lose your life and you don't have faith, you know, you're going to the same place as they are. You don't want that to happen. You don't want to go to the same place as the people that would kill you. You don't want to go and have Osama bin Laden on your right hand and the Muslim that killed you on the left. You wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want that for your child either. Child, young adult, anyone who has refused Jesus Christ. Have you told your children about Christ? Have you received Jesus Christ yet? Have you called on him as your Lord and Savior? Have you shared Christ with your children? I invite you to come out to church. You don't have to come to my church. Come to any church that preaches the Bible, not one that tickles the ears. Go to a church that opens up the Bible, who will tell you what's going on here in the world. Bring your kids with you. Don't let your kids go to Sunday school. Let them sit in and hear the Word of God. Kids can build computers. They can handle a couple of verses out of the Bible. I invite you to come to Island Community Church. I guarantee you, you're going to hear the truth. That's what I'm preaching here coming up this week. Actually, my friend Eric Marshall is preaching this week, and you're going to hear a timely message and word of what's going on in the world today. The following week, I'm preaching this sermon called The Days of Lot. The Lord Jesus Christ said, as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be when I return. So my question is, what described the day of Lot? You know the answer to that? Rampant homosexuality. Homosexuals demanding their rights. That'll be my sermon a week from Sunday. For more information on that, please write to me, elected77@gmail.com. Elected, E-L-E-C-T-E-D, elected77@gmail.com. I'll give you more information on the service. That program will be uploaded here. If you go to another church, that's not what I'm looking to do. I just want you to hear this message. I want you to hear the word. I want you to understand and realize that you've got a real enemy. I heard Adrian Rogers just say today, if you don't have any enemies out there, I doubt whether or not you're Christian. Because if you are a child of God and if Jesus Christ is your Lord, you've got a real enemy. And your enemy out here today wants to take your head off. I invite you and encourage you. Go to a church that's preaching the Word of God, and God wants you to have unshakable faith, and he wants you to have it by making your life difficult. Not by giving you a boat, but by making your life difficult. Not by giving you money, but by taking away all your money. Making your life difficult. That's what he's doing. That's what he wants to do. He wants you to have unshakable faith, and it's not going to come through riches and taking it easy. It's going to come through persevering under difficulties and hardships, which is why James said what he said. Count it all joy when you encounter, like on the side of the road, encounter various trials. Then he says this, knowing that. In other words, this is all not in vain. There is a purpose for this. This doesn't just happen to you willy-nilly and God's off too busy to look at you and to see what's going on in your life. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. I love that word there, the way the NIV has the word develops. Kind of like being in God's dark room. You know what happens when you turn the light on in the dark room? You ruin whatever it is that's being made. You see, perhaps you're in God's dark room right now. Are you? Are you going through terrible? Maybe your friend, maybe your son is. Maybe your daughter is. Maybe your daughter-in-law is. Let me encourage you, don't turn the light on in somebody else's dark room. Don't turn it on. Let God do the work that he's doing. It's like letting a butterfly loose from a cocoon. If you do that, you'll kill it. Don't turn the light on in somebody else's dark room. Let God see them through. Likewise, if it's you, don't cut and run. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time, it says in 1 Peter chapter 5. Paul said, we glory in tribulations, knowing that, there's that word again, knowing that, it's not an accident, knowing that tribulation produces endurance. Endurance, hupomone. Endurance is what a young David inspires him to go up to someone 9'6". You know, we're afraid of just intimidated by anyone out here today. 5'6". Imagine adding 5 feet to that. Imagine the someone the size of Goliath, 9'6". And he wants to take your head off the same as these crazy Muslims do. 9'6". And David says this. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? How did David get that? Well, if you read earlier on in that chapter, it's 1 Samuel, I think it's chapter 17. You read that God slew a lion and a bear on behalf of David, and he brought David through a trial. You see, now right after that, shortly after that, you see, after knowing that God's got his back, and God is with him in the trial, and that God is with him in the fire, now he runs into someone 9'6". And now, you see, he's got a little oomph. He's got an air of arrogance about him, you see, that nothing that anyone can do against him is going to prosper. Paul says, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? David got that through trial. And persevering under them, and God wants to do the same for you today. Persevering through trials, God is giving you unshakable faith for you to endure the knock on your door. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with a new program here on WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.